To those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied unto you. Amen. The brief passage we'll think about this morning comes from Paul's second letter to Timothy, the second chapter, verse 1. You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior, of whom the prophet Isaiah said, he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Dear fellow redeemed, a study released last week by the Pew Research Center documented a trend that's been worrying church leaders in the U.S. for about the past decade or so, the rise of the nuns, not N-U-N-S, which would be kind of disturbing in its own right, I guess. But N-O-N-E-S, that is the small and quickly growing segment of American society who, when asked their religious affiliation, reply, none. Mostly younger people, Gen Xers, millennials. Surprisingly, 4 out of 5 of them say they were raised in the church. So the Pew Center asked them why they left. As I was browsing through the survey responses, I noticed a striking and rather disturbing trend. I wonder if you hear it too. Here's a sample. Quote, I just realized somewhere along the line that I didn't really believe it. Another. Quote, I'm doing a lot more learning, studying, and kind of making decisions myself rather than listening to someone else. Quote, I just basically stopped going to church when I went to college and never picked it back up. I was never super religious. Notice a common thread among those responses? They're weak. They're weak. Quote, I feel that there is something out there, but I can't nail down a religion. When it comes to the most important question there is in life, these are some of the lamest answers imaginable. Quote, right now, I'm kind of leaning towards spirituality, but I'm not too sure. It'd be funny if it weren't so tragic. One calls to mind ships whose anchor lines have broken, being tossed in the waves of the sea, drifting rudderless closer and closer to the rocks and shipwreck. Aren't you glad we're not like that? We're strong. We have faith. In fact, we're attending an institution whose very existence is predicated on a strong confession of Christian faith. We're standing firm. In fact, we might even offer God a little prayer at this point and say, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like other people are, weak, pathetic, vacillating, or even as these survey respondents. But on the other hand, that's starting to sound a little uncomfortably like the prayer of the Pharisee in the temple, isn't it? And it should make us uncomfortable. For it is with good reason that the Bible warns, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Because by nature, you and I are weak. We're weak, not strong. Left to ourselves, we're just as feeble, just as vacillating, just as weak-kneed and ineffectual as anyone else. Among the many sins we need to confess each day, in fact, is the sin of being a wimp when it comes to the Christian faith. We have to confess that we haven't been cultivating the strengthening power of God's Word as we should, that we haven't been studying to show ourselves approved of God, or at least not studying very hard, that we're not always quite ready, are we, to give a defense for the hope that is in us. The truth is that left to ourselves, we too would be rudderless ships tossed about on every wave of public opinion, taken in by whatever cockamamie cultural viewpoint happens to be trending right now on Facebook or Twitter. That way lie the rocks and shipwreck. That way lies destruction, temporal and ultimately eternal. So before we get through too many choruses of they are weak, but we are strong, let's sing it the way it was written, we are weak, but He is strong. And yes, Jesus loves you. That's what Paul was reminding young Pastor Timothy in the passage I just read. You therefore, my son, be strong. Don't be a spiritual wimp. Be strong, not in yourself. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. What wonderful news this is, that for weak, vacillating, ineffectual sinners like you and me, there's strength available. We can be strong, knowing that Jesus, our champion, was strong for us. He was tempted in all points just as we are, yet without sin. Every commandment we've broken, Jesus kept. In His perfect love for us, He remained strong. He endured. John says, even when He knew that His hour had come, that He should depart from this world to the Father, having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. He loved us to the very end. All the sins to which we've so weakly succumbed, Jesus avoided. He avoided them to the very end, when finally on a hill outside Jerusalem, He could not avoid them any longer. There He took upon Himself the sins of the whole world, your sins and mine included, and there He died. And the third day He rose again. And now Jesus' Easter victory belongs to us. His triumph is our personal possession through faith in Him. And that's why the Apostle Paul can say, be strong. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And you can do it. For it's the Holy Spirit, not you yourself, who strengthens you through the means of grace, the gospel and word and sacrament. Every time you come here to chapel to hear the word spoken and declared to you. Every time you attend worship services. Each time you take out your Bible and read in the privacy of your home or your dorm room. You can be strong in the Lord. You can, as Scripture says, contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Now, it won't be an end zone celebration, as another faculty member pointed out recently. Martin Fransman once said, God does not call upon us to dance. The time for dancing will come one day. But for now, our Lord simply calls us to take the strength He offers us in His word and stand. Stand strong. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we are often weak, but You are always strong. You have promised that Your strength will be made perfect even in our weakness. Grant that we may stand strong in Your grace, sustained by the power of Your word. Amen. Hymn 588, stanzas 1 and 2.